J.P. Big Bopper Richardson is frequently overlooked when it comes to remembering the February 3rd plane crash in Clear Lake, Iowa, but there are some who are working to give the Big Bopper his due. Johnette Duff has written a screenplay about the music legend, and she's working on getting the film produced. She says the Big Bopper was more than just a one-hit wonder.
That is just a real common misconception. It was certainly my conception of the thing, was that Chantilly Lace was this novelty song that he just happened to luck into, and that was it. A one-hit wonder. He actually had three number one hit songs. Buddy Holly only had one. He wrote Running Bear. He wrote White Lightning, which started George Jones's career. George Jones had been a colleague of his at the radio station where he worked in Beaumont for a short time while he was trying to get his career off the ground. George Jones was trying to get his career off the ground. Chantilly Lace, and he wrote some country western songs. He wrote the rock and roll songs. He wrote some love songs. He wrote some ballads. He was a very prolific songwriter and wrote dozens of songs. He actually recorded 19 of them himself.
In North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then he fill him a jug, pass it around. Body, body, please, and my pappy's going to squeeze, and call white lightning, achievement, team, and revenue is too. Searching for the please of what I made.
Well, he also had a business side to him that was very sophisticated.
Yes, very much so, and that's another thing that's not known about him. He, because he was primarily a songwriter, he was interested in the business side of it, and because he'd been in radio from the time he was about 18, he what he really wanted to do more than anything is obviously keep writing songs, but he wanted to own some radio stations, and he also is now credited with the. It's the first musician to ever conceive of the music video. He did an interview with an English fan magazine called This Magazine shortly before his death. It didn't come out until after his death. And in it, in writing, we have copies of the article where he predicted that in the future songs would be recorded as little mini movies. And he actually recorded three music videos before he died. I have yet to meet a young man in his 20s who doesn't know Chantilly Lace.
So on February 3rd, the 50th anniversary of the plane crash, you think that the Big Bopper is still not going to be getting his due, that people will still be focusing first on Buddy Holly?
Well, I think the focus is always first going to be on Buddy Holly. Anybody over 35 has seen La Bamba. I mean, it's just one of those movies that everybody's seen it. Everybody knows La Bamba and knows who Ritchie Valens was. And obviously, before that movie came out, he hadn't gotten his due. And I think part of it is because once Hollywood kind of puts a stamp of approval on someone by making a movie about them, that makes a difference. But I think still Ritchie is pushed to second-class status, and the Bopper probably to third-class status because a film hasn't been made, and I think that's the difference. There was Chantilly Lace, and that was it. And has also seen the portrayals in the two movies. They almost treat the Bopper like he's a middle-aged buffoon in the movies. That's kind of the...
How old was he at
He was 28.
And they had like a 50-year-old guy playing him in the movies or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing, the image that people have of him is so different from the truth. And he weighed 185 pounds most of his life. He certainly was not a large man. I mean, he wore zoot suits with the shoulder pads in it, and the big hats, and he gave the impression of being larger than life. And I think that's what drew me to the story, is that I just liked the man behind the entertainer.
Johnette Duff has written a screenplay about J.P. Big Bopper Richardson.